What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
We are back. Last week we were not here.
No.
So we were, where were we, Kathy?
We were at spring break.
And what happened? Why weren't we here?
We were over in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, we got back though on Wednesday. We normally do a show on Thursday, or we did a show on Thursday, but I've been having allergies.
Yes.
So here we go. It's allergy season. Never really had allergies that much before. Mm-mm. So I didn't feel up to it last week. So we had to re-air a show, which was the show about Shell-its and what's driving my vehicle. The show before that was, we left off last time, was uninsured motorist coverage. And today's show, we're going to talk about other than collision coverage, which is typically called comprehensive coverage. So let's go back. A couple weeks ago, I said I was going to do a little bit of homework assignment. I decided to go out and ask the builder, what's the cost per square foot? So I've got that data here. Talked to a builder from Franklin, Murphy, actually two from Murphy and one from Hayesville. So the builder from Murphy is telling me that the cost per square foot is around $250. The one from Murphy said $225. The one from Murphy that actually builds in Murphy and Florida has told us anywhere from $220 to $240. Surprisingly, they said that Florida was a little bit lower, about $175 compared to up here. And the one that builds in Hayesville gave me one from $150 to $200. So we've been trying to keep this drum beating about, you know, the values of, houses to build today are going up. We had a customer yesterday or a couple of days ago wanted to actually decrease the coverage on his house. And I was like, maybe it is. I'm not going to say somebody's overinsured possibly. But when you go and buy that insurance policy, that's going to be something that's going to be established from day one. So what do you think, Kathy, about this?
Well, I think that people need to make sure that they're insured properly. That's our job as well as theirs to let us know. But we, there's been ever-changing industry where things are costing more now, and so people need to think about that. So a lot of people don't want to think about it till something happens, and you want to make sure you're insured properly. So that's really all about this show, is making sure you have peace of mind and that everything is covered like it's supposed to. That way we have done our jobs and you guys feel comfortable and you have peace of mind, because that's really, really important to all of us.
Yeah. What's kind of surprising to me is, like, when we get that call, hey, my house is overinsured. And I'm thinking, like, okay, when this policy was first written, that value had to be established somehow, and you had to agree to it. So all of a sudden, just to show up one day and my house is overinsured. And I think that there's a, maybe people just aren't aware about what's going on. Tell them about what we've been going through just in our own personal. We have a couple, we have an office building, and also we have my father has gotten older, and he actually went ahead and gave me the family farm. And what happened was that my grandparents had a farmhouse up in Tuscquitty, and it had asbestos siding on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, that's something I didn't want to have on the house. And I had a company come out there to take the asbestos siding off of the house. And now we're trying to get siding back on the house.
Right.
What's happening with that, Kathy?
Well, we're waiting for supplies. We've been waiting for supplies. You can't get the siding. You can't get different things right now. And so we're having to hold off. And, of course, that's a problem, because we want to have it fixed. And
we can't even do it.
We can't do it.
Yeah, we can't even get the materials to even do it.
Right.
So there's a shortage of build materials, I'm assuming due to demand, obviously, but also to COVID has made things harder to get. We finally just got our HVAC system in our building in Hayesville just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful to have that, because it wasn't being cooled in the upper part of the building. So, but it was a long process just to get that system in our building, because there was a backlog or couldn't get the materials. So, you figure if you're looking at $200 a square foot and you build a 2,000 square foot house, that's a $400,000 value. So it's really crazy about what's going on out there in the construction. But here's what I would do. You know, if you're somebody that's worried about the value of your house, like I've said before, your local builder is going to be able to give you the best indication about what it costs to build a house. So the person that called up this week wants to reduce the coverage. I'm not sure, one of my agents talked to him, but I was like, you know, why don't you see if he knows somebody that's a builder and just ask the builder? Because sometimes people will take advice better than they will from their insurance agent, correct?
Yes.
And they hear it from their neighbor. So I think that's something that you need to really think about. And your agent should be able to, you know, run you a replacement cost estimator just to see what, you know, what they're looking at as far as rebuilding values. Okay, so let's talk about, quote, other than collision coverage, Kathy.
Okay.
This has really been called comprehensive coverage, but I like the term other than collision coverage better, because I think when you hear the words like, quote, full coverage or comprehensive, that's something we don't like to use, correct? Tell them why.
Well, there's no such thing as full coverage is what I think of. You can never have enough coverage is what I think.
That term is just thrown around so loosely.
Too much, yes.
I want full coverage.
People's definition of full coverage can be different than what, as an insurance person, what it is. And that's another thing people don't realize. There are some differences there.
Yeah. Well, if I hear full coverage, I'm going to think, hey, I've got full coverage. I'm covered.
Right.
You know, in reality, your policy has got a limit on the coverages. I mean, you're buying an amount of coverage.
That's right.
Now, when you have a vehicle, you know, you go out and you buy a new vehicle. There's sometimes a lot of times people don't have a lien holder on the policy, and you've got to add that on to the policy because whoever's loaned you money to buy the vehicle is going to want to have coverage on the vehicle. So, you know, the two coverages you're going to have there is typically collision and other than collision. And, you know, today's show is other than collision. We'll focus on that today.
Yes.
So when we're looking at, you know, insuring a vehicle, we don't actually pick a number for a vehicle typically. I mean, because it's going to pay the actual cash value of the vehicle or the cost to replace the vehicle. I mean, to repair the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So if you have a, brand new vehicle that rolls off of the lot, traditionally, that's going to be covered. You know, as soon as you draw off a lot, there's going to be depreciation. I mean, you're taking a hit when you buy a vehicle because, you know, if you have to go sell it the next day, you may just be out $5,000 for the cost of the vehicle. But if you're in an accident a week after you buy it, the insurance company is going to be looking to repair that vehicle back. Or if the damages are significant enough to where it's going to be not repairable, the cost to repair it's going to be more. Or an adjuster has some sort of, you know, calculation that's going to be a total, then they're going to pay you what the actual cash value is, not to replace it.
Right.
Now, there is some, you know, you can buy a replacement cost coverage on a newer vehicle, but we're talking about just, you know, say you buy a vehicle that's 8 years old. I mean, you're not going to be any type of endorsement for that. It's going to be just what the vehicle's worth to repair or to have it totaled out. So,
well, let's talk about what comprehensive actually is, or other than collision actually is. What does it cover? People don't realize what that, to me, is the most least expensive thing on your policy. It covers if you hit a deer, which is really, really important to have up here, because a lot of people do that and either damage their vehicle.
A lot of deer hunters out there.
Yes.
Do we have more deer hunting people actually killing deers or people hitting my car?
Well, I don't know. We get lots of claims.
I had one customer hit three in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a deer hunter.
We've actually had someone, several people hit a bear actually too. So
The best one, okay, here's the one that wins all. And this customer's like, if it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to us.
Yes.
They hit an emu.
Yes. when they called, she said it was an ostrich. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was outside of Asheville. And I was like, no, wait a minute. And then we did a little more research. It was an emu, which was really interesting. So comprehensive covers this situation if you hit a deer or you hit an emu or a bear. So make sure you have that on your policy. Yeah. People don't realize that if that, you know, you're vehicle is totaled and you don't have that would be an issue.
Well, so, fortunately, it was not the emu you see on TV.
No, it was not.
Well, we will be back in a couple of minutes. And again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore, independent insurance agents and brokers. And we'll be back on Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, and then we have Hiawassee, Georgia, next to the hospital, and in Blairsville, across the street from Home Depot. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, or of course we're on Facebook, so please like us. We have also added Peace of Mind, the actual shows, to our website, and you can visit there, and if you've missed one of them or like to hear something about one of the shows, so please visit our website for that. Also, we have an office in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance, and it's located past Arby's on Highway 64 West. So come by and see Velda and Emily. And then we also have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is also another division of Moore Insurance, is located between United Community Bank and the Burger King. And come by and see Jeremy and Kathy there. And again, please like us on Facebook, and we'd like to help you with your insurance needs.
So we're very situated next to fast food places, right?
Oh, yes.
So we got Hardee's across the street in Hayesville. We got Burger King. Yes. We've got Arby's.
Well, so they're good. You know, yeah. People know where that
What's
is.
What's your favorite fast food place? I know, I already know the answer.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Yes. So I love Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Trick Cathy was an amazing man. And I remember back in going to Atlanta as a child, going to the mall, and Chick-fil-A was there, even when I was a little boy, you know.
Yeah.
So today's topic is other than collision, which is typically called comprehensive coverage.
Correct.
So I've got some stories like I always do. You know, one time we had a customer, this is before Kathy came to work with us, but
over 20 years ago.
Yes. Which is, yes, we were back at what was considered Four Points in Hayesville, and we were there at Clay Insurance with my cousin Jean. This lady came in there to write her insurance policy. It was kind of a stormy day that day. And would you believe, while she's in the office, a tree limb came off of the tree and fell right on top of her car in our insurance parking lot. I was like, okay, what do we do? I mean, because this is going to sound like we're pulling a fast one or something, or, you know, you tell me that somebody had a tree limb fall while you're writing the insurance policy. And so we called the company, and it's like, okay, look, this lady's here writing her policy, and you're not going to believe this, but a tree limb has just fallen off a tree and has crushed her car. And we covered that. Mm-hmm. But can you believe that would actually happen?
Oh, yeah, things happen.
I mean, it's like, so they covered it, but it was just, I mean, she was in there, her intent was to get insurance. She was going to have the comprehensive coverage on the car or the collision. So that was a covered loss.
Right.
And that, thank God, because, you know, it was, I hope she appreciated it, because I don't know if her insurance was lapse of time or if we were writing it from a competitor. But we actually, you know, as the policy is being written in the office, we have a claim, which was just really crazy. I've had a car that was struck by lightning before. That was a claim that we had. And we're driving the road, and all of a sudden the car is struck by lightning. I don't know what the chances of that happening are.
Right. So let's talk about comprehensive coverage, or other than collision. And it covers, of course, as we talked about, if you hit a deer, it catches on fire. If it has a windshield issue, sometimes
that's a very common one.
It's comprehensive.
You know, another thing that's very definitive between a homeowner's policy and auto policy on comprehensive is flood is a covered loss.
On auto, yes.
Yes. So typically,
on comprehensive, having comprehensive is one of the other coverages for comprehensive or other than collision.
Yeah. It's almost, I mean, it's very broad. I mean, it's almost like, what doesn't it cover? Well, it doesn't cover wear and tear. You know, if your car just deteriorates over time, that's not covered.
Maintenance
issue. Yeah, maintenance is not covered. You know, if you intentionally wreck your car, you know, or damage your car, that's not covered.
Yes.
But, you know, vandalism will be covered. A tree falling on the car will be covered.
Mm-hmm.
A hailstorm, Kathy.
Yes.
We had two very big hail events that happened back in the 90s, as I remember. And that's when we had a line of customers coming in the office after a hailstorm, just filing claims. We brought in a cat adjuster at one of our insurance companies, and he was writing checks out of the office. Mm-hmm. That was a very, back in the time, it was a very, I guess, a new thing, because at the time, the computers had kind of got, you know, when I first started, there wasn't even the internet, really. There was just kind of emerging, wasn't really email. And I had an adjuster come out there that was able to hook up through the phone lines into his server at the insurance company and was able to issue checks out of the office. And back in the, I mean, it sounds like that's not a big deal today, but back in the day when that happened, that was a big deal. Yes. And people were getting checks right there on the spot, which was a really nice thing to happen and get those claims settled. I did learn in a hailstorm, you know, sometimes you can get them popped out by just going into like a body shop and you can put them in a place and heat up the car. And it,
sometimes people like park them in the sun or something like that. So maybe the it will expand and pop them out too, which is good. Sometimes they just won't pop out though.
Sometimes I'm not going to. Right. Yeah. So, you know, if your car gets scratched, you know, by, you know, I don't know, vandals or whatever, that's going to be a covered loss. Somebody, you know, puts a knife in your tire.
Right.
Now, the caveat with a deer claim is you're going to have to hit the deer.
Yeah.
Just, if you're in the, if you're driving down and you don't hit the deer, that's going to be a collision loss, which is, sometimes these things don't seem fair, but they're wanting to have a, I had my friends hit a deer, and we made pictures of the deer hair in the car because there had to be some kind of proof where they actually hit a deer. I mean, if you just swerve and go off the road, that's going to be considered a collision loss.
And
that's
going to collide with his collision.
Yeah.
So, with an embankment.
That's going to ding you.
Yeah.
As far as like if you've got a collision, if you file a collision claim on your policy, that's generally going to raise your rates.
Yes.
Unless you have some sort of accident forgiveness you know, endorse on your policy. And that could be very significant too when you have a claim.
Yeah, collision is probably the most costly thing on your policy. Comp, which is why people say, I want liability only. I'm like, well, I like to write comp with liability just because notoriously I've talked to people and they're like, oh, no, no. I was like, okay, so if you hit a deer or something happens, then what happens? Then you don't have any coverage to, can you replace this vehicle if something were like that to happen? And I've had people like 2 weeks later come in and said, I know you told me that I should have gotten this and I didn't do it. And guess what? They hit a deer and they've totaled their car. So that's something that I really encourage folks. I really try not to not ride it because I feel like it's something in our area that we do see a lot of, especially people from Florida, they don't realize it. And we do need to make sure that
your cousin ran over an alligator.
Yes, that was in Florida, though.
Yeah,
that
so,
was in Florida.
So years ago, her cousin's coming down from Florida.
No, he's going down from Tennessee.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. He's going down to Florida from Tennessee. And he, I guess he's a prankster, right? You tell the story. It's your story to tell. He's a real prankster.
So he was driving my aunt and uncle's car down from Tennessee to Florida for vacation. And they basically, he got there to our house and the car was not driving right. And he was like, I hit this thing in the, you know,
an alligator.
And
nobody would believe him, right?
I don't know. It was actually, I think it was on US 19 or was it 78? It was down by Homosassa Springs. I thought it was probably US 19. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, sure. Well,
because he always tells jokes and nobody believes it. Like, he's come to Tennessee.
Okay. So his son was in the back. And of course, he made his story about it was that he remembers he was sleeping in the back and he almost hit the ceiling because I guess it was quite a big one that they hit. So my grandfather had a business in Clearwater and then he would drive. He had property in Inverness and he would drive back and forth. And so he was coming back and this is completely unrelated, but he says, you're not going to believe what I saw on the road coming down here. Some idiot ran over an alligator. And I was like, we know that person. But yeah, that was a bad thing. It really messed up the suspension.
So we've had an alligator and an emu.
Yeah.
So that's pretty.
I know about. And then the big thing, I think the biggest one is deer here. But
I've had
several. We've had probably, I'd say, at least four or five people that have hit an actual bear.
You remember that one over in near Deer Lodge where they had to get a crane to get the bear out of the road?
It was all over
the website. So we had some friends that hit a bear also unrelated to this accident.
Yeah.
And so they hit a bear on top of the road, and my friend's like, should we get out and check on the bear? And his wife is like, do you want to die? Are you crazy?
Yeah, we're like,
I don't care about the bear.
We don't care about that. We just want to get out of here.
So another thing I want to bring up, too, is like, you know, your agent is not going to automatically just move off your comp and collision or collision. Right. So I was talking to somebody one time, and they were like, my agent left this coverage on my policy. I didn't want it. You've got to call your agent if you decide that your car is not worth, you know, if it's a $1,000 car and you don't want to pay for, you know, comprehensive coverage or your collision coverage, you need to call your agent. Right. That's your decision.
But if you
the agent's not going to be.
Yeah, but if you have a lien on your car, that you're going to have to carry comp and collision.
Well, hopefully on a car that day you won't.
Acquired by your actual lien holder. Yeah. Right. So people don't realize that too. Yeah. So
all right. So we wrapped up another show here, Kathy. Enjoy talking about alligators and emus
and bears and oh my, and deer. So,
and deer.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Lord willing, we'll be back for next week's show, and we enjoy talking today on Peace of Mind, WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.